Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of Cosmic Confessions. We are so excited that you're here and you're tuning in. Today is a big day because it's episode number one. And just to let you know, every single episode is going to be starting off with a confession. So today's confession is, Avery?
Today's confession is that we have a little reel that we made back in February, and it has 6.1 million views and like over 300,000 shares. And every time I open my phone, there's like 100 new likes and a million new tags. And what's really cool about it, it kind of inspired us to name our first episode Outside the Group Chat, because the reel that Melissa made was done outside the group chat.
Yes.
And basically it was I teach heels classes, so I teach female embodiment dance classes, and we had a little fun after class one night, and we got some just like raw footage of us like freestyling and just having a really good time. And then our video guru over there decided to kind of like spice it up with
spicy,
like a trending reel that was going on, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's our confession. So find it and tag your bestie. The next time you like go out, tag them in that.
I think we should attach it also in this video.
Yeah, we'll make sure we'll make sure we put it in the show notes so you can see the reel and
tag your best friend. It sounds so official. Show notes.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to give them a little context of who we are and how this all started.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay.
You want to take, jump in there.
So, I'm Avery. I have two little boys at home. I'm not being a mom. I'm a doula. So I help families with childbirth. I teach childbirth education classes. I get them all primed and prepped and ready to deliver their babies. And the whole rest of my life consists of like dance, music, movement. I'm either teaching infants how to move and dance, or I work at nursing homes. I do sound bowl healings. I have a whole energy healing kind of business also, where I do angel card readings and Reiki and chakra alignments. So I just really feel like that's like my dharma and my purpose. And I talk a lot about dharma.
Why don't you explain what dharma means for those
right
who don't know?
since we
dropped that, just a little quick quick definition.
Like your dharma is knowing like that what you're doing in life is like your true purpose. Like it feels like it's your alignment. So it's always important to fail at something that you want to do rather than succeed at someone else's dharma. Right. Yeah. So like when I was working at the nursing home, it was great. I was doing therapeutic recreation. It was kind of similar. But spiritually it just wasn't connected and it wasn't making sense. I was like, it's organic, I'm using essential oils, it feels good, but there's something missing. So you could like kind of be on your path, but you need like a little shift. And once I started the doula work, it was just like that felt very aligned. So it's just like, you know, what you're supposed to do in this world. And it's not, you don't have to overthink it. Sometimes it's just being a mom, or someone's dharma could be being an accountant, right? It's nothing special. It's just making sure that you're showing up authentically and enjoying what you do. So, yeah.
Which I think goes hand in hand, because the whole point of this podcast, right, is to be unhinged, unfiltered, unedited, and authentic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that is the main goal.
Yeah.
Love that.
So that's a little bit about me. If you follow me, I do a little bit of everything, and it'll make more sense.
So give her a follow. Check her out, see what she's about. As for me, I'm Alex, and I've been running my own business for the last 8 years as a confidence coach. So along the lines of a therapist, more positive end of the spectrum, deep diving into all the patterns, the behaviors, understanding why we show up the way we do, how we interpret life, how we want to make changes in our life to actually feel empowered and confident and just truly understanding our worth. And a little background before that, I used to manage a restaurant in Union Square for a while, went to school for that, also did a minor in psychology, and then realized working 80, 90 hours a week, being absolutely miserable, was just not aligned with my life. I'm someone who's like very bubbly, laughy, needs to be around a lot of love, is very loving. It was just kind of sucking the soul out of me. So made a big transition, long story short, backpacked alone through Israel, Taiwan, and Thailand for 4.5 months. And through that journey, decided that I wanted to be able to bring back the sense of freedom. An understanding of self and being able to truly like look within and find that sense of trust within your intuition, within the decisions you're making, and being able to truly feel that level of like divine timing and connection. So
I think we all have that in common too, right? We all kind of are able just to like make our own schedule and be entrepreneurs and, you know, break through that glass and just like knowing that life is truly like there's no limit.
Yes.
Like limitless. Like here we are.
Yeah.
You know, you can really do whatever you want.
I love it. So I went back to school, got all my certifications, graduated, and then opened up my own practice. And as well as being a confidence coach, I also do energy work, which is something I feel like we're all very on the similar. Mm-hmm. We're all intertwined with the energy healing, the alignment, the understanding of just the depths of emotion. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me. Now, Melissa.
Yes, yes. Okay. Is this thing on? I'm just kidding. So, like Avery, I'm a mom, too, to a sweet little boy. And when I'm not momming, I am running my creative branding agency. So I do websites, logos, branding, photography, videography, podcast management. when I'm not doing that, I really just love to spend time with my family and my friends. But before I owned my own business and I became an entrepreneur because I wanted that freedom as well. That's how we're able to record this podcast in the middle of a Thursday afternoon. In between clients and being moms and all the things. I love what I do. And I really hope that this podcast inspires everybody to, like you said, Avery, just follow your dharma like what it is that you love to do. But that's me kind of in a nutshell. Before I became an entrepreneur, I was a clinical psychotherapist. So don't be surprised if, like, therapist Melissa sprinkles some gems.
Love it. Give it to
like,
us.
Like, that sounds like something a therapist would say. Yeah, even though I'm not, you know, practicing at this time, I've learned so much being a therapist for so long. I think that's in a nutshell me and myself. Yes. But maybe we should kind of segue into how we met, like how we honestly, how did we end up on Alex's couch in her apartment with our matching?
That I made, because I'm also a crazy cricket lady.
Yes, she's a cricket lady. So I think maybe we should just talk about how we got here.
Okay. On this I think it has to do with the alignment and the dharma, right? So, okay. So I met Alex on her birthday one night. She's really close friends with my cousins. And we just like hit it off. Like I was just like so intrigued as to how like happy and nice she was. And I was just like,
who is this creature?
She's not only hugging me all the time, she's hugging everybody. And, like, physical touch is not my love language. So I'm like, okay, like, I can learn something from her, right? But we just hit it off. It was probably a combination of, like, you being friends with my cousins for so long. So just, like, felt natural. I was like, well, yeah, they picked a good one, right?
Thanks.
We were both going through some things, and I was like, I really think you and I should start going to some of these like community events that I was going to. Like, we do some nice healing circles, some new moon, full moon circles, and I was like, I really want you to come. And then our relationship kind of like took off. We love to listen to music together and all that stuff.
And dance.
Big dancers. And simultaneously, I knew Melissa for quite some time because she used to facilitate moon circles and stuff. And then we kind of rekindled recently going through some similar, life events. And, you know, so I'm talking to Alex and I'm talking to Melissa. And I'm like, we all could just hang out at this, like, one event that was going on. And we showed up. And I left early, or I went somewhere. I think I left early. I probably had to go to a birth or something. I'm always ditching them for babies.
catching babies in the air.
And then the next day I found out that they found each other in a parking lot.
It was before the event even started.
Okay.
Yeah. I was lost. I pulled up. You weren't answering, which is also normal. And I'm like, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. Yeah. And Melissa gets out of the car and is like, are you lost? And I'm like, I'm so lost. I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you're coming with me.
Yeah, and
you're
funny. Coming with me. Yeah, because originally, like, I invited them both to that event because I was like, I need to introduce them. But then they just found each other.
Literally before we even walked in.
Yeah. And I think like, and I think shortly that night we made a group chat.
Yeah,
we did.
Right, and then it's been inseparable ever since.
Yeah. We made the group chat and then like a few days or maybe that next week was the dance class.
Yeah.
Right.
And then being viral. And then here we are.
Here we are. We're like on a couch recording a podcast.
All together.
So it's just, that's just divine timing. That's soul connections and community, right? So like we all came from different, like a little different lifestyles, but like what we have, our core, our anchor is our community. And it, like, we can all go to an event alone, or maybe it's just two and two, or you know, and it's still like a great time. And it's just, you know, it's just the support that we have.
It's really unconditional.
Special. Yeah, it's really special. I like, that's therapy in itself.
Yeah. And, like, for you guys out there who are struggling right now with, like, connecting and finding community, this is your example of, like, it is absolutely out there. And if you're feeling really alone, right, because that's a common theme right now, especially in our society post-COVID, is just this, like, deep sense of loneliness and emptiness and lacking connection. We are here, and you will learn this throughout the podcast, of like the beauty in community, but also how to find it and how to really open your heart to it, because you don't need to be on this path alone and you don't need to continue to feel this emptiness. Like, we're hoping also in this to help fill that cup up for you, to also give you some confidence to go out there and connect like we have, because we're all in our 30s. Like, it's not like we're young and in school where it's easy to make friends. And for some of us, it wasn't easy to make friends back then, right? But I feel like as you get older, sometimes there is this judgment of, it is really hard to find good girlfriends as you get older. And that doesn't have to be the case. Like, we're breaking that belief and allowing ourselves to really shift that dynamic.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, because, you know, I'm still friends with some friends from like high school and college, but it's different. You guys came in like such a different time in my life, and it just, like, you know how I feel about you guys. Like,
same.
It's just, it's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like, just to echo what you said, it can be so isolating. And we really want this podcast to be a place where you can feel connected to a community, because I know, I mean, if you already just look at like the first post that we put out there, there's a whole community just like waiting to support each other. There was conversations happening like on the very first like little secret post about, you know, our podcast. So I know that a community is going to grow from this, which is going to be just so beautiful and so amazing. And we really want to just keep it real with all of you. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of podcasts that I listen to. There's so much value there, but they like sugarcoat and they fluff stuff. Like with us, no. We're going to cut right to the chase. So we know that there's nothing more precious than your time, right? So we really want to make sure that the topics we're talking about speak to you and your life and your journey and what's going on. So please, as you listen to us, share with us like what topics you want to listen to and questions that you have. Like, please, we are more than willing to talk about pretty much anything on this on this podcast. So hopefully this will be a safe place for you to find a community as well.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Heck yeah. Heck awesome. Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up episode 1.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
It's been great. It's been great. So are we doing this again?
Yes. Okay. I think so. I think so. But be sure to follow us on Instagram, Cosmic Confessions Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, because this is how we get our message out and our podcast out to as many listeners as possible worldwide. And of course, we'll see you in the next episode. Yep. Bye.